Breaking news, a top secret Pfizer document is now circulating online. Now we know why they were censoring everyone and why they were killing doctors. They didn't want people to know what this vaccine actually does. But when we go to page 30 of the adverse events, we have a list that spans about 10 pages. We're going to go through as much of this as we can. But the very first listing here is 1P36 deletion syndrome. What is that exactly? It means it's actually deleting part of people's chromosome and causes intellectual disabilities, seizures, heart attacks, and the like. This is like Down syndrome, but essentially it tells us that this vaccine is causing part of the DNA to implode.
I'm Kimberly Biss. I'm an OBGYN that practices in St. Pete, Florida. I can definitely say since the vaccine rollout started, we have seen in our practice a decrease in new OB numbers, which would be infertility, by about 50%. We've also seen an increase in miscarriage rate by about 50%. And I would say there's probably about a 25% increase in abnormal pap smears, as well as cervical malignancies in our area.
This also out of the expose, and the expose has been doing excellent work, by the way, lately, exposing this stuff and doing their own studies as well. It says government reports prove COVID vaccination is killing hundreds of thousands every week, and confidential Pfizer docs confirm your government knew it would happen. And as the article goes into, it says you may find some of the following claims initially hard to believe, but we can assure you that each and every one of them has been extracted from official government approved documents. If you are willing to read on, then you are about to stumble on the most comprehensive selection of evidence that proves COVID-19 vaccination is, in effect, causing mass depopulation, and your government knew it would happen. We will reference each and every document for you to fact check and claim and the claims yourself. Now, it's going to be impossible to go into all of this. I mentioned excess death, and I'll mention this next article before we get into it. It says out of the expose, Europe has suffered a record-breaking number of excess deaths in 2022, and it's because so many children and young adults are mysteriously dying. Well, we know that out of Taiwan, they did a study, 29% of children studied that were vaccinated had some heart condition. 94% of 1,004 people studied in Germany that were vaccinated had pre-blood clot formations. This also backed up in an Italian study that also shows crystalline formations. At this point, it's abundantly clear. And the number one cause of death in Alberta, Canada, is unknown causes, but 9 out of the top 10 causes of death in Alberta, Canada are listed in the Pfizer documents as side effects. This is evil. It says here in this article, excess deaths. Europe is recording excess deaths against the 2016-2019 average on a weekly basis and has been all year. It says Eurostat is the statistical office of the European Union responsible for publishing high-quality Europe-wide statistics and indicators that enable comparisons between countries and regions. The following chart is taken from Eurostat's website and was published on the 13th of October, 2022. It shows excess mortality across Europe for the month of August, which is just amazing. The above isn't a one-off. It's been the same old story all year, but nobody is talking about it. The following chart shows excess mortality in Europe for the month of June. And here you go again. It was a similar story across Europe in May 2022 as well. Monthly excess mortality in May 2022. You see it there.
Look what I just figured out, Justine. Scan this arm.
Okay.
Now here's my vaccinated arm.
What? No. No.
Do it again.
What? No. Dude.
Now this one.
You gotta be.
This is Aaron Russo, a filmmaker and former politician. To his left is Nicholas Rockefeller of the infamous Rockefeller Banking and Business Dynasty. After maintaining a close friendship with Nicholas Rockefeller, Aaron eventually ended the relationship, appalled by what he had learned about the Rockefellers and their ambitions.
And then I said, so what are the ultimate goals here? He said, the ultimate goal is to get everybody in this world chipped with the RFID chip and have all money be on those chips and everything on those chips. And if anybody wants to protest what we do or violate what we want, we just turn off their chip.
So we were contacted early in the week by a group of scientists who've been doing some scientific analysis and microscopy work on the Pfizer vaccine, which had been stimulated by some overseas reports by groups of very credible and credentialed experts, chemists and pathologists, who were reporting finding what appears to be very, 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 very tiny but very complex sort of nanoscale technology. And the group in New Zealand have found exactly the same thing.
But I had this dream. This will be a very short video. My mother has come to me in my dreams. Never saw her, only heard a voice. The two times before, she spoke my name. She spoke one word, Tony. But the tone, somehow you just know. You can just tell in the tone of the voice. And it was the tone the other two times that she spoke my name in a dream. It was kind of like a wake up. It was like, wake up, Tony, with emphasis on the word Tony. Kind of like, you know, wake up. But then the dream I had two nights ago, and I was taking a nap. It was midday, and I had just fallen asleep. I hadn't been asleep 15 minutes, I bet, when all of a sudden I heard my mother speak my name a third time. But this time it was different. This time it wasn't a wake-up call. It was a come-here call. She said it lovingly. I think we're going home soon. As much as I love my mother, I love my God more. And I especially love my God that I heard these three messages from my mother. It was only a dream. But I think it was a dream from God. God can do anything, remember? God will do all his pleasure. I think we're going home soon. I think we're going home soon. Just look at the world. Listen to the news. What they're doing. They're doing away with our cash. Putting all of our money on like a debit card or something like that. They're going to make cash illegal. That's the beginning of the beast system. It's kind of how it starts. Getting this world ready. They're getting this world ready for the Antichrist, for his appearing. But before the Antichrist comes on the scene, we get raptured out of here. The faithful, we get taken out of harm's way. 1 Thessalonians 5:9. For we are not appointed to God's wrath. For salvation through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So the faithful, Jesus will come for his faithful. Jesus will come and take the young children, the babies in the womb. He will take them and then he will take his faithful. Those that read and follow his word in the King James Bible. This is the living word of God. And we are to follow it. Not pick and choose what we like and what we don't like. Not turn a blind eye to certain scriptures that warn us of something that's uncomfortable to us. We are not to change God for us. We are to change for God. Remember that. Jesus is coming back soon. Take his faithful home. And I want to be numbered as one of the faithful. And I want to be raptured out of here so desperately, man. More than most people, because I have seen the tribulation. I know what's coming. Unspeakable horror. Unspeakable horror. Billions of demons will be released upon the earth, making people do unspeakable things. Unspeakable things. Unbelievable horror. Destruction. It's all coming in the tribulation. And the only way to avoid it is to get right with God right now. Make Jesus into your heart. Repent of your sin. Sincerely, humbly, repent of your sin. Now is the time. Now is the time to get your house in order. Because we don't have much time left. We don't have much time.
Our last eerie clip of the day was uploaded to Facebook by user Sarah Marie. The OP noticed a strange-looking shadow in a house in their neighbourhood, so they decided to knock on the door to do a welfare check. Take a look at what happens.
Now recording?
Is it? Yes!
Watching that again, you can see the person going to knock on the door, right as a shadow zips past the front door multiple times. The camera holder says that there's no one in the house, but they can't explain the strange shadow flying back and forth.
There's nobody in that house. There's nobody at all. Nobody.
I didn't know they can be that visible,
nah.
Though.
This shit can't be real.
Upon review, the shadow seems to be moving back and forth far too quickly for a normal person to be running around the house. Plus, the person that goes to knock on the door looks genuinely shocked when they see the shadow move up close. The uploader notes that just inside the door, there's actually a wall to the right-hand side, which would make it impossible for someone to run back and forth like we see here.
Now recording?
Is
yes!
It?
Yes!
Towards the end of the clip, we also see the dogs start barking, almost as though they sense something's not quite right. Naturally, this odd sighting has gone viral on Facebook, with hundreds of people chiming in the comments section trying to figure out what exactly is going on here. Some jokingly said it could be that McAllister kid from the Home Alone movies, and that someone set up a cardboard cutout to fly past the window to scare away burglars. While a lot of people found this theory amusing, they couldn't get past just how eerie and fast the shadow is actually moving, suggesting that something paranormal is happening here. One commenter, who claims to be a psychic, said they get a male energy from this sighting, and that a 23-year-old boy named Denarius passed away in the home. However, this information is yet to be verified. So what do you make of this freaky encounter? What could be casting such a fast-moving shadow inside of the home? I'd love to hear your take on this in the comments down below.
Oh, shit.
There's nobody in that house. There's nobody at all.
Hey everyone, hey brothers and sisters. Jimmy Allen is a famous country singer, country artist. He says here in his social media, crazy to think how 3 years ago I didn't even have a record deal, was dreaming of having a number one song and playing the ACMs. Well, tonight it happened. Never give up on yourself. No dream is ever too big to accomplish. Someone talking about a lodge? Who has lodges in this world? Guys, open your freaking eyes. Y'all putting this person on a pedestal, idolizing him. You don't even know who you're cheering on. Freemason Pendant tells me everything I need to know. So, Jimmy, who had no record deal and now is bragging about having a record deal and a number one song, what's he wearing? The Freemason Square and Compass. He's on the Freemason checkerboard. He's hanging out with J-Lo, hiding his hand in his coat the way a Freemason would do. Success and fame in this world? Let's all figure it out together, brothers and sisters. God bless you.
How does multiple MS affect you?
I can't walk. I trip a lot. I get fatigued, so I can't do exercise. I have to sit a lot, mainly use a cane and deteriorating my whole mobility.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, come out of him. The mighty name of Jesus Christ. Loose your hold. Okay, sir, you can hop up. Let him get up by himself. Let him get up by himself. Right, what's your name?
Paul.
Paul, come on, walk. Walk, Paul. How's that?
Yeah, that's great.
Now, this man had MS, would fall over when he was walking. Is that right?
Yeah, I could easily trip.
Okay, go for a jog. Someone say, praise the Lord. Paul, what was the problem?
Like I said, multiple sclerosis affects your nervous system and my body doesn't function as it should, and I can trip and I can get very fatigued, can't stand for long periods of time, and so my life's become less active and it really interferes with activities. Even tonight came by faith, obviously, but by now usually I've got no energy at all. I'm just in bed and work from home, sit a lot. To get up and move requires a lot of effort.
So what did you happen when you were prayed for?
I think when you actually, I didn't feel a lightning bolt, but when you prayed for the demonic or the demon that was causing this in me, I felt something lift up from me, and that's when you lifted me up. That's when you said get up afterwards and take a job.
So you felt something come out of you?
Yeah, I did, yeah. I've been dealing with the internal demon for a long time and I just needed someone with authority to believe with me so that I can be free.
So what can you do now? Show us what you can do now.
I was just telling my friend who brought me, Marcus, that we should tee up a game of tennis because he used to play tennis five nights a week, you know.
So show us what you can do.
Well, I don't know. I haven't tried. Maybe skip. Maybe skip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you have balance problems?
Yeah, balance problems. Sometimes I use a cane, but...
Bend over? Was that hard before?
No, bending over is not, but like balance was. So that's what I was trying to do.
So just stand on one foot. How are you finding that?
I couldn't do that before I came here. Couldn't balance on one foot at all. I mean, look at that.
That's a miracle.
Yeah, it's a miracle. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Have some more. Have some more.
I can't breathe and it stops me from worshipping. I've only got 5% of my airway. Sinuses, I need boring. I've got adenoidoscopy. I need 5 operations.
You believe for Jesus to do this?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Coming out, it's coming out of your sinuses. The mighty name of Jesus Christ. Loose your hold. Coming out of your abdomen, out of your sinuses. Loose your hold. In Jesus' mighty name. Take your hand down. What do you feel happen?
Everything just came off my chest and my head and my face all at once.
Okay, stand up. You can help her up, David. Now what happened?
He did what he does and he set me free.
Jesus set you free. Take a deep breath through your nose.
I haven't been able to do that in 36 years.
You haven't been able to breathe like that for 36 years? Is that what you said?
Yeah. 36 years. 36 years.
36 years, you couldn't breathe. How bad was your nose?
Gives me headaches whenever I try and sing in worship. Whenever I cry, I just get a migraine.
You're free. Praise God. Someone say, praise the Lord. Thank you.
Take me to your own.